This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Illegal guns pour into Mexico from the U.S., but in Mexico, there's only one legal firearm shop in the entire country run out of a military base in Mexico City. Buyers have to apply for permits with six forms of identification, including proof of no criminal record and a letter from their employer in a process that can take months. A bipartisan bill is going to a hearing before Senator Chuck Grassley's Senate Judiciary Committee that would shield Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being dismissed without cause. New rules at the SEC and from Dodd-Frank legislation require publicly traded companies to reveal median pay for workers and the number of workers employed domestically and in foreign countries. Del Monte, for example, has 80% of its workers in foreign countries, while Kellogg has 59%. Haynes has 88% of its workers overseas. Louisiana Sheriff's Association says that about 1,200 people have been in local jails there for 4 years waiting for their trials, and 70 have been held for 5 years without having their cases heard, according to their own informal survey. About half of the states in the U.S. prohibit cities from even considering the idea of rent control, according to the National Apartment Association. A major donor with close ties to the White House resigned as deputy finance chairman of the Republican National Committee after the revelation that he agreed to pay $1.6 million to a former Playboy model who became pregnant during an affair. The deal was arranged by President Trump's personal lawyer and fixer, Michael D. Cohen. Only about a third of households across the country earn more than $100,000 annually, but nearly half of high schools receiving visits by private colleges and universities were in neighborhoods where average incomes were higher. Connecticut College, for example, visited neighborhoods with an average median income of $121,528. Private colleges also disproportionately visited private high schools over public high schools. New Zealand will stop issuing offshore drilling permits for oil and gas exploration because of concerns for climate change. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.